Hi, this is Andrew Gregson from Media 140. I'm currently in the Brufani Hotel at the back of the, I think it's the back of the hotel with Dave McCandless. We're drinking a bit of wine and having a bit of cheese at the, what appears to be some kind of evening of frivolity and food, Italian style. David, you were presenting some of your work earlier today at the Media 140 event. What's your kind of long-term aspiration with some of the, what you're doing, especially in the kind of journalism space?
Well, I'm hoping to combine data journalism, which is like scraping and rifling through the vast scads of data that we have about us these days, combining data journalism and information design. So taking that data, finding a story or a pattern in it, and making it into an image that then can be shared and interpreted and seen by as many people as possible, really.
Okay. And do you think that some of the journalists, certainly in the Italian market, actually understand what you're doing? I mean, obviously, people like the, well, I know you write for The Guardian, and the UK market's fairly well versed in infographics, but do you think that the Spanish, the Italians, or the Germans are just as familiar with this kind of use of information and visual display?
Yeah, actually, there's a great heritage of infographics abroad in European papers, in Germany and Italy especially. There's a great movement there. In fact, I've been in touch with a few editors from Germany and Die Zeit and some other newspapers who want to feature my work. I would say I have a slight departure in style from the traditional infographic design or infographic newspaper, which is all about often putting as much information in as possible and filling up a huge spread of newsprint, which I think is perceived as giving more value to readers. Whereas my stuff is really about taking stuff out, and I actually would love more often than not to just use the expanse of a page just for a single data set or a single shape or a single visualization with the minimum of text, really. That's my sort of through line.
Yeah. So more of the less is more approach would be a
Well, design is about simplification, and information design should be the same. And really, I feel that we are swamped in information, and I think information design is an opportunity to resolve or at least ease that problem for us by being simple and clear and using white space and the relationship between objects rather than just cramming loads of text and loads of information into a diagram.
In terms of your activities over the next 6 months, what have you got planned that's big in terms of speaking engagements or any projects you've got coming up?
Oh, I'm very excited, stroke very nervous, to be speaking at TED Global in Oxford in July, which is going to be, I can't quite imagine. I don't want to fast forward in my mind to it, really, so just start wanting to go to the toilet. But that's very exciting, and I'm actually moving more into, I sort of feel between the limits of doing static images, and I'm actually moving more into animation and generative pieces, which is taking data sets and generating images from them live so that I can alter the data set and it can instantly update the image so that the image and the information becomes alive in that sense. And that's a very exciting area. And I've also got some online tools and things that people will be able to play with that are based on the visuals that I've done. So I'm democratizing that approach so people can just have a play and get involved themselves. There's a real dearth of visualization tools online, so I'm hoping to contribute a little bit to that area.
And where can people find out more about the work you do?
My awesome website, informationisbeautiful.net, where you can come and take part in the whole thing. And all my work is open source. All the data is completely open in Google Docs, so you're welcome to go through all my research and build your own visuals off the back of the data I've gathered and just come and enjoy the party.
Great. Thanks so much, David.
Bye.